Once upon a time in a small village nestled among the rolling hills, there lived a young man named Hiro. Hiro was known throughout the village for his restless mind. He was always thinking, analyzing, and worrying about the past and the future. His mind was cluttered with thoughts, and he could never find peace. One day, Hiro heard about a renowned Zen master who lived on top of a distant mountain. The master was said to possess the secret to finding inner peace and tranquility. Intrigued, Hiro decided to embark on a journey to seek the wisdom of the Zen master. After days of arduous travel, Hiro finally reached the top of the mountain. There, he found the Zen master sitting quietly, his eyes closed in deep meditation. Hiro approached the master and bowed respectfully. "Master," Hiro said, "I have come seeking your guidance. My mind is restless, and I yearn for inner peace. Can you teach me how to empty my mind?" The Zen master opened his eyes and looked at Hiro with a serene smile. "Empty your mind, you say? Very well, I will teach you," he replied. The master led Hiro to a small courtyard adorned with a beautiful garden. In the center of the courtyard, there was a large stone basin filled to the brim with water. Hiro watched as the master picked up a ladle and dipped it into the basin, scooping up a ladleful of water. He then poured the water into a smaller, empty bowl. "Now, Hiro," the master said, "your task is to empty the basin. You must transfer all the water from the basin to the smaller bowl without spilling a single drop." Hiro looked at the task before him and felt puzzled. How could he possibly empty the entire basin of water into such a small bowl? Nonetheless, he accepted the challenge and began scooping water from the basin. For hours, Hiro diligently scooped and poured, but no matter how hard he tried, the basin remained filled with water. Frustration crept into his heart, and his mind became even more restless. The Zen master observed Hiro's struggle with a compassionate gaze. He walked over and gently placed his hand on Hiro's shoulder. "Hiro, my dear student," the master said softly, "you are trying so hard to empty the basin, but you have forgotten the first and most crucial step. To empty the basin, you must first empty your mind." Hiro looked at the master, his eyes filled with confusion. "Master, how do I empty my mind?" The master smiled warmly. "Let go of your worries, your fears, and your attachments," he said. "Focus only on the task at hand. Be fully present in this moment, and the rest will follow." Hiro took a deep breath and let go of his frustration. He stopped trying so hard to empty the basin and instead focused on each scoop of water, savoring the sound and the sensation of it. Gradually, he entered a state of flow, his mind becoming clear and his movements effortless. As Hiro emptied his mind, something miraculous happened. The basin seemed to respond to his newfound tranquility. With each scoop, the water flowed effortlessly into the smaller bowl, and the basin gradually emptied. Finally, Hiro poured the last drop of water into the small bowl. He looked at the Zen master with amazement and gratitude. "You see, Hiro," the master said, "when you empty your mind, you allow the universe to flow through you. You become one with the task at hand, and everything falls into place." Hiro realized that true peace and clarity resided within him all along. From that day forward, he carried the wisdom of the Zen master in his heart, reminding him,